Checky, checky, check, check, check. 1, 2. I'm ready. Ready for this. Didn't sleep good last night. Maybe I'll tell that story if I have time. And yeah, it just took me a while to get in the mood. And then I started reading the potential material for the podcast. And now I'm ready. I'm ready. Oh, and you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a safe space. You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way the Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, my friends and my enemies, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. Go fuck yourselves. The crowd goes wild. Men are throwing $100 bills. Women are throwing their panties. And yes, I am the Great One himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. And this right here is Stating the Obvious podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile my intellect, like the home zone, and destroy stupid motherfucking statist all around the world. Yes, you cannot escape the nuclear-tipped, stupidity-seeking cruise missile of my intellect. Doesn't matter. You can run. You can hide. Does no good, because the 50 caliber machine gun fires Teflon-coated armor-piercing bullets, goddammit. All right. Whew. Got my mug of hot tea with floral notes, just for Adam Pigott, because Adam Pigott is a big fan of floral notes. Let's get started. Most of this stuff, the first two bits are mine. The rest of this stuff is all sent to me courtesy of my left-wing statist mother, dropping shit on the ground already. Let me pick this up. Yes, it's another disgusting episode, because my mother loves the word disgusting. All right, here we go. Texas posts lowest unemployment rate in 4 decades. Blah, blah, blah. There's some stuff. Here we go. Texas seasonally adjusted unemployment rate fell to 3.8%, seeing a new record for the lowest unemployment rate recorded in 4 decades. The Texas economy added 54,500 seasonally adjusted non-farm jobs in November. This is from back in October. Wait, what? Hold on. Added the jobs in November. How do they know how many jobs were added in November when this newspaper is dated October the 18th? September, October, November. November is after October. How do you know how many jobs were added in November when October comes? See, and this is why journalism. No, journalist, you're a bunch of fucking morons. This doesn't even make sense unless you're talking about a year ago. But why are you reporting now on data from a year ago? It continues. Annual employment growth for Texas increased to 2.7% in November, marking 91 consecutive months of annual growth. The only relevant part here, other than the fact that journalists are idiots, I thought Donald Trump's presidency was going to destroy the economy and we were all going to die. All right, speaking of dying, speaking of people who should be dead, here we go. Full Metal Burka. A new release and a call for change. Oh, God, I gotta tell you guys the burqa story. Okay, here's the burqa story. I'm out with my friends that I go drinking with on Tuesday night. And the old guy who is retired, we're talking somehow or another, and he's talking about somebody he was talking to, and he says, yeah, and this person told me that the burqa wasn't even invented until 1957. And I said, what? He said, yeah, the burqa wasn't invented until 1957. So all this stuff about Islam and burqas and everything, that's not really true. I'm like, okay, look. Now, I don't know when the burqa was invented because I'm not a fucking burqa scholar. But I'm pretty fucking sure the burqa was invented before 1953. I'm also pretty sure that a really simple typing something into Google, such as the history of the burqa, could pretty much disprove this information. And so he pulls out a cell phone and he types history of the burqa into Google. Come to find out, you guys might want to sit down, the burqa was not invented in 1953. It existed a little bit before then. And so this information was untrue. And I'm just like, why are you believing people who tell you stupid things like the burqa was invented in 1953, which, once again, is very easy to confirm or deny, right? There are some things in the world you can say that it's difficult to confirm or deny them. This would not be one of them. And of course, everybody involved in this is allowed to vote, which is why democracy is a failure. We go forward throughout the night, and the same guy goes on his little rant about Donald Trump on Twitter, and he says to the group, yeah, it's been proven. I love when people say words like proven. It's been proven that Donald Trump tells 10 lies a day on Twitter. As if, number one, Donald Trump is the first person to lie on Twitter. As if, number two, Donald Trump is the first politician to lie. Okay, and I said unto him, who told you that it's been proven that Donald Trump tells 10 lies a day on Twitter? Was it the same person who told you the burqa was invented in 1953? And there is this moment of silence. And then the conversation resumed on a completely different topic, as it inevitably does whenever you take a fucking leftard and rub their face in their own shit. Now see that. That's something you can't necessarily prove. Does Donald Trump tell 10 lies a day on Twitter? I mean, maybe. History of the burqa? I think you can confirm that. All right. Full Metal Burqa, a new release and a call for change. Jerry Joseph and the Jack Mormons present a final tour before taking a hiatus of an unspecified amount of time. Jerry has released over 30 albums in his three-decade career, yet, oddly enough, none of you have ever heard of Jerry Joseph. Led Zeppelin only released 10 albums, and all of you have heard of them. Oh, that's right. Quality, quantity. Quality, quantity. It's 2018. Anybody can release an album. I can release an album. It's not that hard. That's what she said. His songwriting is raw, both joyfully pissed off. That kind of describes me, actually, joyfully pissed off. That's how I feel right now. I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling very joyfully pissed off. Speaking of joyfully pissed off, I figured out what was wrong with Dungeon Siege. It is, of course, the fucking antivirus program. Bitdefender antivirus wouldn't let Dungeon Siege run. So I got Dungeon Siege running now, but now I can't get it to run with one of the game mods that I wanted to use. And goddammit, am I pissed off, because all I wanted to do is play a fucking computer game. And because I can't get the mod to run, I may not be able to get my saved game back, which means either I'll have to go play in Windows XP, or I'll have to start over from the beginning. God damn it. Anyhow, both joyfully pissed off and achingly bittersweet, Jerry's live show is, quote, blistering take no prisoners, unquote. Jerry Joseph and the Jack Mormons play Hody's Half Note Sunday, December 2nd, 2018 at 8 p.m. Who cares? Beyond the songwriting, Jerry travels to war-torn areas, bringing supplies and teaching music. Oh, Jerry. See, it's so great, Jerry. So you voted for Obama, who then murders Muslims at weddings with missiles launched from flying robots. So in order to atone for this, do you stop voting? Do you stop paying taxes? Do you attempt to overthrow the government that murders these Muslims? Do you somehow rebel against the military-industrial complex? No, 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 no. You go to these countries where people are being murdered, and you teach them to play music so that you can feel good about yourself, so that you can be an attention whore. So that you can say, I went to a war-torn country and taught people how to play music. That's great. So now when someone shoots at them, they can play music and the bullets will magically go around them. When they're hungry and they don't have any food because there's no infrastructure in the country they live in because everything has been bombed into oblivion, when they're hungry, they can play music and the hunger will go away. If they're attending a wedding and there's this distant dot off in the sky and suddenly there's a little ping, there's a little flare of light from the dot in the sky, and then there's another dot, and the dot gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's coming right towards them, and as they look up in the sky and they see the missile coming towards them made by the military-industrial complex of the United States with the support of liberal Democrats who you voted for and whose cocks you suck and whose asses you lick, as they see that missile coming towards them loaded with high explosives, they can begin playing music, and the missile will magically vanish into the ether. Oh, Jerry, you're such a piece of shit. You're such a fucking narcissistic, whatever the fucking word is. You know, I can't say the word because it doesn't apply to me because I'm certainly not full of myself. I have no ego. You are such a piece of shit. He has been to Kabul, Afghanistan, to teach an underground co-ed rock school. Yes, because that's what the Afghan people need. They need an underground co-ed rock school. That's what's going to make their lives better. Not electricity, not roads, not refrigeration. No, no, no. An underground co-ed rock school. That's what they need. And to a permanent refugee camp in the Kurdistan region of Iraq. Wow. Both countries that have been bombed and blown up by your Democrat presidents. Yes, by the Trump and Fuhrer also, but by your Democrat presidents. Jerry believes. Oh, he believes. Once again, guys, let's go over this. If you're believing something, there's some, for example, it doesn't matter if I believe that water is wet, okay? I can believe or I can disbelieve. The fact is that water is wet. Whenever somebody starts talking about what they believe, I promise you what they're about to say to you is bullshit. Jerry believes in the power of giving those experiencing trauma a voice, and through music, I don't think that's a real sentence. Jerry believes in the power of giving those experiencing trauma a voice and through music, letting them know they aren't alone. Oh, I get it. He's going to give them a voice and he's going to let them know they aren't alone through music. No, Jerry, you fucktard. They know they're not alone because there's other people shooting at them and bombing them. They're perfectly aware that they're not alone in the world. Okay? If they were alone, no one would be trying to kill them. Quote, I just got back from this refugee camp. These girls' stories are, ISIS killed my sister and sold into slavery, unquote. That is actually what it says. ISIS killed my sister and sold into slavery, unquote. Yes, and that's why we should bring more Muslims to the United States. Now hold it. Do Muslims like kill women and sell them into slavery or not? I'm confused. His quote continues, genital mutilation. Yes, because that's why we should bring more Muslims to the United States. They cut off my fucking clit, or I am the third wife of a 64-year-old man that insists on taking my virginity before I'm 11. Unquote. Right, and that's why we should bring more Muslims to the United States. Killing women, cutting off their clits, fucking 11-year-olds. I mean, it's, yeah, this is what we need more of. Quote, we still live in a society where we can talk about it, where no one will shoot me at this point. And that is unfortunate, Jerry, because I wish someone would shoot you. From a lot of the world, can he really not talk? Let me start this quote over. We still live in a society where we can talk about it, where no one will shoot me at this point. From a lot of the world, they don't have a voice, and even if they can say something, but even that's a little heavy. The man cannot even form a sentence in the English language. From a lot of the world, they don't have a voice, and even if they can say something, but even that's a little heavy. Traditionally, younger like that wouldn't talk to a single middle-aged white man like me. Jerry is devoting a season of his life, as he has already started this work, to reaching the voiceless with his nonprofit. Music Relief. His focus is to break down these barriers and create a movement of change with music. So it's a movement of change. What is a movement? A movement of change is another way of saying feeling good about myself. It's another way of saying attention whoring. It's a movement of change. It's a way for you, Jerry, to do nothing significant, nothing that actually improves anybody's lot in life, but it's a way for you to get your name in the newspaper. He takes donations, of course he does. He takes donations and delivers instruments to villages across the globe that have experienced war-gripping fatal lives. What? Who the fuck wrote this? There's not even an author's name. He takes donations and delivers instruments to villages across the globe that have experienced war-gripping fatal lives or experience fettered injustice. Okay, deliver to villages that have experienced war-gripping fatal lives. Villages don't have lives. This is journalism. This is unreadable. He leads camps teaching them how to express themselves through music. Hey, why don't you teach them how to make a fire so they can boil water, so they can drink clean water and not get infections? Jerry says, oh, Jerry's going to say something. Everybody get ready for some fucking words of wisdom. I'm sure this is going to be great. Jerry says, quote, "We forget that all of these worlds I need a minute here. Just give me a minute. Okay. This article is from the Scene magazine, which is a local throwaway rag here in Fort Collins. It's been around for many, many years. This was written by somebody who thinks they're a journalist, and the Scene magazine has an editor. Now, the magazine comes out one time a month. What that means is they have 4 weeks, right? The January issue comes out. 4 weeks later, February issue comes out. You got some lead time. Okay, Jerry says, quote, "We forget that all of these worlds," worlds has an apostrophe. It's possessive. There's a comma after the word worlds. "We forget that all of these worlds," possessive, comma, "coexist all the time, and how do we bridge them?" It's supposed to be worlds as in plural, not worlds as in possessive. So if you have a journalism degree and you are wondering why people make fun of you, this is the reason. You are fucking retarded. You are unable to even compose a basic sentence in the English language. And your editor wasn't smart enough to figure out it was wrong either. "We forget that all of these worlds coexist at the same time. And how do we bridge them?" Well, I don't know how we do that, Jerry. Is there a mouse in your pocket? Are you in France? Jerry recently released Full Metal Burka, coming about a year after releasing Weird Blood on Cavity Search Records in late 2017. The themes of Full Metal Burka bring in an international aspect of life that is underground or not invisible. What? God damn it! I want to find the person who wrote this and beat the shit out of them. The themes of Full Metal Burka bring in an international aspect of life that is underground or not invisible mainstream media. I can't make this up, guys. This is what it says. The themes of Full Metal Burka bring in an international aspect of life that is underground or not invisible mainstream media. Would not invisible mainstream media be visible mainstream media? And if it's visible, wouldn't it just be mainstream media? So what this actually says is the themes of Full Metal Burka bring in an international aspect of life that is underground or mainstream media. This person has 4 or more years of college. The concentration camps cannot be built soon enough. Even I can put together sentences better than this. The impact of war and adversity has strewn into these cultures
My God.
I just... I gotta sit down for a minute, guys. I gotta sit down.
Oh, my God. Fucking Christ. God damn it.
Okay. Okay, let's read this again. Let's read this sentence. The impact of war and adversity has strewn into these cultures, and it takes just one person to open our eyes to the struggles that exist in foreign lands. Strewn what into these cultures? You can't just strewn nothing. To say something was strewn, you have to say what was strewn. You could say the impact in war and adversity has strewn strife into these cultures, or it has strewn discontent into these cultures, or it has strewn anarchism into these cultures. It could be like anarchy. They could all be running around killing each other, like just would happen if there was no government to stop people from killing each other and build the roads. Oh my God. But you can't just say the impact of war and adversity has strewn into these cultures. Strewn what? Do you know how the English language works? This is a degree in... I promise you, this person has a fucking degree in journalism. No wonder their name's not on it. I wouldn't want my name on this either. Full Metal Burka offers a window into a moment in these places, and Jerry's travels ring through the rhythms and lyrics. These societies are shackled by imprisonment, and Jerry paints the pictures lightly with each song on the album. They're shackled by imprisonment. Well, that's what imprisonment does to people. It shackles them. Oh my God, right, that's the end of that. Thank God. If I had to read one more fucking sentence of that, I would lose my mind. Oh God, that took way longer than I wanted it to. We may not get to the disgusting. All right, do I go for the big stuff or do I go for the little stuff? All right, let's just do this. My mother, let's see. God damn it. So my mother sent me some stuff here, some articles. These are all things she calls disgusting. We've been down this road before, my mother. She is left-wing statist, blah, blah, blah. Everything is disgusting. She hates Republicans. She hates Donald Trump. She hates Christians. Okay. My mother writes her little notes on this. This is disgusting. New wall won't close access to Butterfly Center. San Antonio, the Trump administration has promised to minimize environmental damage to the greatest extent practicable, at a butterfly sanctuary. I may not be able to read, but I can goddamn sure write better than your average journalism major. At a butterfly sanctuary that sits near the southern border and to provide access to the part of the preserve that will be divided by the new border wall. So wait, now this is from December 16th, 2018. Are we getting a wall? I'm confused. Is there a wall or not a wall? Speaking of, I saw the Supreme Court upheld the ban on trannies in the military. A brief moment of sanity has erupted. Now, we still wait to see how this will actually turn out practically in real life. Quote, access to the National Butterfly Center will not be impeded by the border wall, unquote, U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement in the San Antonio Express News. The statement acknowledged, however, that the wall will cut through the 100-acre preserve and that plans call for a patrol road and enforcement zone on the south side of the wall that could require removal of vegetation in a 150-foot strip. The wall will consist of a levee topped by bollards, creating a barrier about three stories high on the north side of the Rio Grande. So we are getting a wall, at least here. Butterfly Center staff and visitors will continue to have access to the 70 acres on the south side of the existing levee, CBP said. The statement offered no detail as to how many access points would be provided, where, or what kind. Because if the government doesn't provide an access point for you to go into the forest, well, you wouldn't be able to go into the forest, would you? I mean, it's 100 acres of land, and there's nothing there because you let the butterflies live there. Okay, and that's fine. I like nature. I like butterflies. But you need the government to provide you a point of access because you can't go there on your own. You're that helpless? Do you have feet? Can you walk? Can you hike? The sanctuary, home to butterflies, birds, and other flora and fauna. Really? You mean there's animals and plants there? No fucking way. Is one of several natural areas or historic landmarks that are expected to be affected by the 33 miles of wall the administration plans to build in the Rio Grande Valley. Blah, 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 the bunch of talking, that's irrelevant. The Butterfly Center launched a GoFundMe page this week to raise money. Of course they did. To offset an expected drop in visitor attendance and to pay legal bills, can't talk, environmental remediation cost, and other possible expenses. Well, you know what? You could avoid the legal bills by, I don't know, accepting that there was an election, that Donald Trump won, and that people want the fucking wall. Why do you have legal bill? God, bills, 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 bills. Enunciate your fucking words. You know what's worse than a journalist who can't write? A podcaster who can't talk. Oh. Yeah, why do you have legal bills? Sounds like a personal problem. Despite the government's assurance of access to the land south of the wall, Wright said she expects the center to take a financial hit. Quote, there is going to be a huge negative impact. This is a major construction project. There is going to be huge damage to the property from the volume of heavy equipment and operator vehicles, the earth moving, the parking and storage of concrete slab and steel bollards. It's going to interfere with access and to the enjoyment of the property for a significant period of time. Apparently, however, all the illegal immigrants coming across don't bother anyone. And if the construction was for a homeless shelter, she'd probably be totally okay with that. And her quote goes on, she's long-winded, we keep going, for a significant period of time, and all the activity will run contrary to our mission of environmental conservation and education and hating white people. Because really, what are we going to do? Take school children over there to watch the construction project? To chase butterflies around the bulldozers? Unquote. Well, yeah, for one thing, the school children should be in school. For another thing, maybe the school children should learn about illegal immigration. Maybe the school children should learn about construction, because construction is a lot more valuable than journalism. The planned 33-mile stretch of border wall in the Rio Grande Valley, secured with $1.6 billion in congressional funding last year, would slice through Benson Rio Grande Valley State Park and the Lower Rio Grande Valley National Wildlife Refuge, as well as the Butterfly Center. All right, $1.6 billion well spent as far as I'm concerned. I'd kick in an extra whatever it takes, $0.5 billion to electrify the fucking thing. Note from my left-wing status mother. More disgusting religion. Oh, my mother hates religion, except Muslims. Oh, Muslims are wonderful because they marry girls when they're 11 and fuck them and they cut off their clitorises. That's so enlightened, so tolerant, so diverse, so wonderful, so multicultural. But oh, those Catholics and those Christians. Ooh. Oh, and of course she loves Jews. Oh, we gotta love Jews. Right? I mean, you can't fucking question the Jews, you know, who cut off babies' foreskins and suck the blood with their mouths. That's a real thing. Yes. Gotta love the fucking Jews, don't we? But those Christians and those Catholics, ew! Oh, they're so terrible. Global Catholic nuns urge reporting of sexual abuse. The actual title should have been, Nuns Are Also Attention Whores Riding the Me Too Movement. And this falls under the category of, yes, all women are like that. Even women who are nuns, when it comes down to it, are attention whores. Rome, the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church's global organization of nuns has denounced, of course they have. A bunch of nuns have denounced something. Some women have got together and denounced something. Are you surprised? All women are like, there's no fucking difference. Even nuns are attention whores. The Catholic Church's global organization of nuns has denounced the, quote, culture of silence and secrecy, unquote, surrounding sexual abuse in the church, and is urging sisters who have been abused to report their crimes to the police and their superiors. Because women aren't smart enough to report being raped to the police unless the global organization of nuns tells them to. The International Union of Superiors General. That's the organization. The IUSG, the International Union of Superiors General, which represents more than 500,000 sisters worldwide, vowed to help nuns who have been abused to find the courage to report it, and pledged to help victims heal and seek justice. So you see, women are strong and independent, but if they get raped, well, they need someone to help them find the courage to report being raped to the police, because that's strong and independent and courageous, and you can do anything a man can do, fish, bicycle. No, women are helpless. They are completely fucking helpless on their own. Fact. The statement, issued on the eve of the United Nations designated in, get ready for this word salad, International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, because we don't give a shit about violence against men, right? When men get blown up in war and all this other shit, they're totally fine. But my God, we can't have any violence against women. Was the first from the Rome-based UISG since the abuse scandal erupted anew this year, and as the sexual abuse of adult nuns by clergymen has also come to light. Okay, if they are adults, why can't they stop clergymen from sexually abusing them? Once again, look, I understand, like, you're a woman and the man knocks you out, or he ties you up, you know, he drugs you, or there's three or four men, they're holding you down, whatever. But if you're, you got one woman and one man, and the woman is conscious and not physically restrained and not drugged, not doped, whatever, how do you put your dick inside of a woman if she doesn't want the dick inside of you? How do you do that? You women claim to be adults, but you have no responsibility.
Oh, but he has power over me and I was so afraid.
No, you're strong and independent. The Associated Press reported, this doesn't mean it's true, it just means the Associated Press is reporting this. Right? Remember, when you see a sentence that starts with something such as, the Associated Press reported, so that just means they're saying it. Doesn't mean there's any evidence. I mean, I'm reporting that right now it is snowing in Fort Collins. I am reporting this. Ladies and gentlemen, I am reporting that it is snowing in Fort Collins right now. Now, if you could see out the window, you would see that there's no snow. It is, in fact, sunny and about 50 degrees, I think. 40 at least. But I'm reporting that it's snowing. See, whenever you see the word reporting, from whenever a journalist writes or says the word reporting, just substitute the word lying. Because if you have actual facts, if you have verifiable empirical data, you don't have to report things. You just say what is. The Associated Press lied earlier this year that the Vatican has known for decades about the problems of priests and bishops preying on nuns, but has done next to nothing to stop it. In the statement Friday, the UISG didn't specify clergy as the aggressors. Well, no, you're not going to specify clergy as the aggressors because all men are rapists. While such abuse is well known in parts of Africa, suddenly the problem starts to become clear. And an Indian case of the alleged rape of a nun by a bishop is currently making headlines. Wow, in the entire country of India, they found one bishop who allegedly raped a nun. The entire country of India. They found one bishop who allegedly raped a nun. Boy, this sounds like an epidemic. This is a crisis. It's making headlines. It must be true. The media is reporting on it. It must be true. Right? Because Iraq has weapons of mass destruction, and there's no way Donald Trump can win the election. It must be true. Journalists are reporting it. It must be true. All right. Focus. We got a lot to go. God damn it. Fucking focus. There have also been cases of sexual abuse committed by women against other women within congregation. Wait, no. Stop. No. There have also been cases of sexual abuse committed by women against other women. No shit. Lesbians. Some of the most fucked up humans on the planet Earth. I think even trannies might be more mentally stable than lesbians. Women sexually abusing other women? No. The UISG statement was broad. Broad, get it? Broad? Oh, broads. By the way, I haven't read. That's why I freaked out when I saw the women against other women. I stopped reading when I got to Africa. And that's when I came up here to record the podcast. So we're in virgin territory. Virgin, get it? Virgin territory? Nuns? Virgin territory? Oh, god damn. Bill Burr, look out. I'm coming for your job. We're in virgin territory here. I do not know what's coming. The UISG statement was broad, condemning what it called the, quote, pattern of abuse that is prevalent within the church and society today, unquote, citing sexual, verbal, and emotional abuse as types of mistreatment that festers in unequal power relations and demeans the dignity of its victims. Now remember, these are the same people who love Muslims, who cut off women's clitorises and throw homosexuals off of rooftops and make women wear burqas, which were not invented in 1953, despite what some fucking faggot told you. These are the same people. Love Muslims. Cannot stop sucking Muslim dick. But you got one bishop in the entire country of India who allegedly raped a nun. And you got a bunch of sexual abuse in parts of Africa. And we're going to condemn an entire fucking religion for that. Quote, we condemn those who support the culture of silence and secrecy, often under the guise of protection of an institution's reputation or naming it part of one's culture, the group said. Quote, we advocate for transparent civil and criminal reporting of abuse, unless Muslims are involved, whether within religious congregations, unless they are Muslim, at the parish or diocese level, or in any public arena, unless Muslims are involved, the statement said. To mark the UN Day calling for an end to violence against women, the head of the Italian Bishops' Conference, Cardinal Gualtiero Bassati, and fucked his name up, issued a video message on the subject, but didn't mention sexual violence against sisters by fellow clergymen. Evidence of how taboo the subject is within the church hierarchy. Okay, because one guy didn't talk about this in his video, it's taboo. Maybe he just doesn't give a shit. Maybe he just knows this is a bunch of bullshit. I mean, there's all kinds that I don't talk about. It's not because they're taboo. It's because there's only 24 fucking hours in the day and I have other things to do. I mean, do we have any videos from any fucking Muslim religious holy men talking about cutting off women's clitorises? Oh, that's right, these standards don't apply to Muslims. An Associated Press investigation. Oh, the Associated Press did an investigation. Oh boy! An Associated Press investigation found that cases of priests abusing nuns have emerged in Europe, Africa, South America, and Asia. Underscoring how sisters second class... Cases! So, cases of priests abusing nuns have emerged in Europe, Africa, South America, and Asia. So, if you have one case of a priest allegedly abusing a nun in each of those four regions, then that statement is true. See, this makes it sound like, oh my God, there's this epidemic. There's cases of priests abusing nuns in Europe, Africa, South America, and Asia. If you did an investigation, you should be able to produce some actual numbers. Right? How many cases of this did you find? You can't say, well, we're not sure. No. You did an investigation. How could you not be sure? How can you not know how many cases of priests abusing nuns you found in each of these regions? Why is this data not presented? We know why the data is not presented, because the number in Africa is very high. The numbers in South America and Asia are fairly low, and the numbers in Europe are nearly non-existent. That's why the raw numbers are not presented. Underscoring how sisters' second-class status in the church has contributed to a power imbalance. See, women are always the victims of power imbalances. They're strong, they're independent, they're equal, they got their fish bicycle, they can jump it off of ramps, they can do like flips in the air and all this other stuff, they can pop wheelies, but there's always a power imbalance. There's just always this power imbalance. There's just nothing they can do about it. Now, they're completely equal to men. They can do anything we can do, except, of course, overcome the power imbalance, which men have to do for them. Underscoring how sisters' second-class status in the church has contributed to a power imbalance, where women can be mistreated by men with near impunity, unlike Muslim countries where men cut women's clitorises off, which is totally cool and okay because, well, they're Muslims. While some nuns are finding their voices buoyed by the hashtag MeToo movement, many victims remain reluctant to come forward. Do they? Or are you just inventing these victims? Can you find me the victims who are reluctant to come forward? Can you tell me their names? Can I talk to them? Often, the sister who denounces abuse by a priest is punished, including the expulsion from her congregation, while a priest vocation is preserved at all cost. Often that's what happens. Once again, you don't have any actual statistics. Where am I in this fucking podcast? God damn it. All right. Do I have time? God damn it, I don't have time for this. This one's too good. I gotta do the whole thing. I hate my life. These are zero world problems, guys. I don't have enough time in the podcast. Zero world problems. I love them. I picked up a hitchhiker yesterday. He said, "Thanks for picking me up, but how do you know I'm not a serial killer?" I replied, "Ha, the odds of two serial killers being in the same car at the same time are statistically astronomical." Oh, so funny. So very, very funny. All right, hang on. I got to see how much time I have left here. Yeah, I don't have time for any of this. All right, "Dear Abby, I was divorced 3 years ago after being married for 28 years. 28 years of your life wasted. My ex-wife and I had spent the previous 10 years in counseling, and obviously that didn't work very well, did it? I currently go to post-divorce counseling." Oh my God, 10 years ago. Oh my God, people. Get some friends and go drink a beer with them. You don't need counseling. "And my counselor agrees that I was mistreated by my ex and our adult children, who treated me more like an employee." That's because you're a beta male. I'm sorry that you didn't have a man in your life, you know, to guide you in the right direction and everything like that. I get that. You may not have known better, and it destroyed your life. "I have begun seeing a much younger woman." Good for you. "And two of my kids say any relationship with them is predicated on my dating someone my own age. I feel this is wrong and that it's a continuation of them treating me as a servant slash dad. My counselor suggests walking away for a bit to establish new boundaries. Your thoughts?" Yes, you tell your children to go fuck themselves. You will bang however many younger women you want to bang. You get the kids out of your fucking life. You tell them to drop fucking dead. You cut them off completely. You fucking revel in your fucking newly discovered manhood, and you go bang younger women. Fuck them.